I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's my pleasure to be joined by James Arcelana, editor of Cover 32 Raiders, also the co-host of Black Hole Banner podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at Raiders Reporter. James, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Thanks for having me, man. I'm great.
Let me ask you this. I predicted playoffs last year. People thought I was crazy. The Raiders ended up 7-9. But with all the hope and euphoria now, James, it's almost like the team was 10-6 last year. What has to go right for the Raiders to make the playoffs this year?
Yeah, you're right. The expectations are completely different this year. You know, playoffs are an expectation. And I think really it's just a matter of growing up. A lot of the team is young players. Derek Carr just finished his second year. Amari Cooper his rookie season. You know, Mario Edwards Jr., Khalil Mack. The core players are pretty young. And so I think really it's a matter of growing up a little bit, you know, fine-tuning some of those skills and having another year in the same system. And I really think they're well on their way.
Now, a lot of times, a lot of games, Derek Carr was phenomenal. But when he tended to make a mistake, it might have been at the end of the game, you know, where almost you couldn't fix it, the fourth quarter. What does he have to overcome, or what does he have to prove coming into this season?
You know, I think he just needs to prove that he can continue growing. And I think a big part of the reason why he will be able to prove that is the Raiders aren't going to put as much on his shoulders as they have the past couple of years. Like you noted, a lot of his issues came late in games. And that's because he was trying to put the team on his back, trying to put that cape on and carry him to a win. They're not going to have to, or he's not going to have to do that as much this year. The defense is going to be dramatically improved. They grabbed another running back and an offensive lineman to help the run game, which is something that really Derek Carr has not had a strong run game since he's been in the NFL. So, you know, I think part of it is he's got to improve his decision-making. He's got to, you know, try not to put the team on his back as much and rely on his teammates more. But you can't blame him for doing that the past couple of years when he didn't have really a solid squad around him. This year, I think, is going to be a lot different, though.
You're listening to Daryl the Guru Johnson on 95.7 The Game. I'm joined by James Arcelana, editor of Cover 32 Raiders, and also co-host of the Black Hole Banter podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at Raiders Reporter. I'm excited already talking to you because when you look at the offense, you see Derek Carr, you see Amari Cooper, and when you look at the defense, not only do you have Malcolm Smith, all the new additions, but let's talk about number 52, Khalil Mack. Everywhere you look, James, there's not anybody on earth that's not saying this guy could be the next Ray Lewis or better.
Right. I mean, you look at a year he had last year, second in the league in sacks, and if you go back and think about it and look at it, he really didn't have that great of a year. He wasn't that consistent. And when you watch him, you can tell he has a whole lot more to give. So it's almost scary how good Khalil Mack can be. And now that they've got guys like Bruce Irvin across from him, Mario Edwards Jr. in the middle, and guys like Shalik Calhoun and Jahad Ward to give more depth to that front seven, you're not going to be able to double and triple team Khalil Mack like they have in the past. They've got to pay attention to some of these other guys. And so if Khalil Mack is needing, Bruce Irvin's going to be. But, you know, I think really we're in, you know, in for an incredibly, incredibly special career watching Khalil Mack. This guy is just unreal.
Now, I'm on record as saying the wild card to the Raiders season was Aldon Smith. And can you share with us where he's at? I know he was due in court. He may have already went to court, but do you think he's going to see the field come this season?
You know, all the news that we've had about Aldon Smith has been about court dates that were already on, on the docket, are already scheduled, and that's a good thing. You don't want to hear news about him out partying. You don't want to hear about him getting in more trouble. And there was the one report that it appears was incorrect, that he did not get into new trouble. It was just, you know, a charge that had been there that we just didn't know about.
Awesome.
So the fact that, you know, we're not hearing about Aldon Smith is good. The less we hear about him, the better the chances are that he's going to be able to come back and suit up in week 10.
Now, I talked about all the toys that the Raiders have and the new additions. How much credit does McKenzie deserve? Do you think he's getting his just due, or is it going to take a playoff berth for McKenzie to get allotted and, you know, the credit he deserves for bringing all this talent in?
Yeah, you know, I think what we have here is just a situation where Mark Davis is going to let him play out the contract he has, and then he's going to reward him. I think he's going to get a nice contract. He's going to get a good extension because, really, he has built the foundation through the draft. You know, I talked a little bit earlier about how young the core of this team is, and that's because Reggie McKenzie has done an excellent job in the draft. Although, you know, he had a little bumps in the beginning with DJ Hayden, he really cleaned it up and has done an excellent job. So, you know, I think he's going to get paid. He's just going to wait for this contract to run out.
Now, I know this sounds crazy. When you look at the state of the AFC West, Denver, you know, they don't have – Peyton Manning's gone. So whoever takes over the reins, we don't know who it's going to be. Could be Sanchez. Who knows? But that doesn't bode well for the Broncos. We know they got a stout defense. The Chargers seem to be going the other way. And this is what I want to ask you. The Chiefs, to me, were the Raiders. I felt like the Raiders were better than the Kansas City Chiefs, and I get ridiculed a lot. When you look at the state of the AFC West, I mean, it's there to be had for the Raiders, right?
I think it is. And I agree. I actually think that while I know the Raiders lost to Kansas City last year, I do think that they're a better team because they have a better potential for in a lot of ways. I think Kansas City is a very safe team. I think they're fundamentally sound. I think they're going to, you know, be one of those teams that's right on the playoff bubble. But they're the type of team who doesn't excite you. They don't get you, you know, really riled up for their potential because they've got Alex Smith. They've got Andy Reid, two guys who just have not shown that they can do it at that level. The Raiders have guys like Derek Carr, who commentators are incredibly excited about his potential. This is a guy who could be one of the best quarterbacks in the league one day. Same with Khalil Mack at defensive end. And so it's a totally different, you know, view, in my opinion. I think Kansas City is a nice, safe team that probably isn't going to do a whole lot. Raiders are a lot of boom and bust potential, right? They could be great this year. They could let down a lot of people.
Now, I don't want to be negative, but, you know, we got to report what we hear. For the diehard Raider fan that might be scared that the team is going to leave Oakland to Las Vegas, how do you digest that story? And do you think it's – I know an NHL team is there. Do you think it's something that can manifest, or is it kind of something you believe may not happen?
You know, I think, as always, it's going to come down to the money. If the Nevada government decides they're going to pony up $750 million towards that stadium, which means that Mark Davis doesn't have to pony up more money, he doesn't have to give up, you know, other sources of revenue in the future from the stadium, which is something he might have to do if he had to build in Oakland. You know, the money's there. He's going to take it. That's what this is all about. You know, it's all about how much money he can get to build a stadium for him. So if they're going to do that, in my mind, as soon as they sign off on $750 million, it's a done deal.
Now, when you look at the Raiders' schedule, they got some tough games out the chute. Then it gets easier. But for this team to, you know, basically let the NFL know we're more than just potential, how big of a deal is it for the Raiders to get off to a good start?
I think, if anything, for themselves, it's important to get off to a good start. Because of what you said, you don't want them to hit a tough, you know, start to the season and really struggle and possibly get inside their own heads, possibly have doubts, possibly start pushing. Maybe Derek Carr tries to put the team on his shoulders again. You know, that's not what you want. This is a team that has a lot of potential, and you want to be able to get off on a good start. That being said, last year they got blown out in the opener, and I was just absolutely dreading what the season was going to be like. Jack Del Rio got everyone in shape for the next week, and they turned around and had an upset win. So, you know, four games is not the end of the season, but I do think it's important to get off to a good start.
James, we'll get you out of here on this one. Latavius Murray, I know he's a serviceable back, but short yardage situations, I feel like the Raiders, you know, they could use some help, somebody that gets to the hole quicker. What is your view and assessment of Latavius?
You know, that's exactly what I was dying for the Raiders to add this offseason. Latavius Murray, even though he's a big back, does not run like a big back. He doesn't get those tough yards up the gut. He's much more of a finesse runner. And I wanted the Raiders more than anything to get a back that could get those tough yards up the gut. So when they drafted a 5'8" running back out of Texas Tech, which is a spread offense, I thought, well, that's exactly what I wasn't looking for. But from everything I've heard from the coaches and Reggie McKenzie, perhaps I misunderstood and misjudged this running back, because they view him as a very similar to Maurice Jones-Drew, a guy who can get those tough yards between the tackles, maybe not through physicality, but through picking his way and good lateral movement and the fact that he's small and can hide behind blockers. So perhaps DeAndre Washington is not going to be the you know, style of back that will get those yards through the bruising manner, but as long as you get those yards, I'm happy.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. I know I said I'd get you out of here, but I got to ask you. Can you give us a prediction for the Silver and Black this season? Your gut feeling for this team.
You talking win-loss record?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Or
win-loss
final
record.
Final outcome.
Win-loss record.
I'm going to go on a limb, and I'm going to say 10 wins. You know, I think that's towards the high end of what they can do, but I think they can do it. So I'm going to go ahead and say that.
I appreciate it. I want it to happen. We'll take more, but that should be able to get you in the playoffs, you think. And coming from a 7-9 campaign, which I deem disappointing, that would be a great turnaround. He is James Arcelana, editor of Cover 32 Raiders, also co-host of the Black Hole Banter podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at Raiders Reporter. Thank you so much, James.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.